Blog Talk Radio.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach the height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kinda sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are, and believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I wanna see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I wanna give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Shawty, get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. Stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, damn, my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her at Select. Paid it off cash, so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at a crib, I'm just stunting on an X. Pussy's excellent and I know it's sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform Isabel Marant when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the sex. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got stout. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Something about her, probably can't live without her. Roll up some sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate, and I won't ever rest. We meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designer should spoil you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, you showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Fuck make them pussy talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight, we don't need no room. Right now I'm trying to eat, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Yo, yo,
Yo. Once again. We back. We're back here with GQ Palace Radio, the hottest show on the internet. Raunchiest, craziest show on the airwaves. And we're going to make it do what it do like we always do every Monday from 7 to 9, baby. GQ Palace Radio with your host, Duff Dallas. That would be me, the one and only one. Tonight's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop out in Staten Island. Come and get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro blew it, some Afro do it to it. Also, Goodfellas in Queens, Jamaica Avenue. Same thing, come through and get your shit. Come and get your doobie doo. Get it up. Also sponsored by Havana Cigars. Come down and get your nice fat boy. Smoke a fat head with your boy over here. Bring a little bottle, sip on a little something, you know. Shoot the shit, you know. Watch some games. We got 5 big screen TVs in there. Watch all the playoffs. Super Bowl will be coming up in the next few weeks. We can sit down and watch the game, you know what I'm saying? And do what we do best, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the fuck it is. Also sponsored by Limerita, Bud Light Limerita, the beer and tequila that's mixed together, the margarita and beer that's mixed together, which I am sipping on right now with my listeners, and we're going to make it do what it do. Now, this show is not like any other show. This is a raunchy show, a crazy show, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we do. And if you're timid, weak at heart, you can still call in and listen to the show. You can call and listen to the show, 646-200-3838. And listen to the show. And that's what we do. Call in. Listen up, 646-200-3838. And if you're not scared, press the number one button. Press the number one button to join in on the conversation. And it give you a little, give you a thoughts on what we're going to talk about today. This show does get explicit, very explicit, and it's highly acceptable on my show. This is a grown adult show. Leave the kiddies at home. You can't take the heat. This is not the show for you. If so, this is the show for you. Tonight's topics will be, number one, what do you do in the bedroom that makes the other person think they are as close to heaven without actually dying? What do you do in the bedroom that will make the other person that's in the room with you think they are as close to heaven without actually dying? Topic number two will be, if your spouse tells you to shut the fuck up in the middle of a heated argument, do you do so or should you do so? That will probably get hot and fucking heavy. Tonight's two topics will be off the chain and I guess I'll start it off as usual. Topic number one, what do you do in a bedroom that makes the other person think they're as close to heaven without actually dying? I don't know. There's a few different things that I probably do in a bedroom. You know what I'm saying? There's a few different things that you can do out there that I would love to tell y'all what it is. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we're going to go to another song before we even start the show with my callers. We're going to go to another song, but I'm going to say the topics one more time. What do you do in the bedroom that makes the other person think they're as close to heaven without actually dying? Topic number two is, if your spouse tells you to shut the fuck up in the middle of a heated argument, do you do so or should you do so? And we're going to take a little break, go to the song, and we're going to come right back.
to the bay. Ladies, this is your song. I'm calling out all the girls in the club tonight. Yeah, put your hands in the air if you're gonna let her play your cut.
I beat it, beat it up. Yeah.
Up in the sky.
Turn around, let me
see
it from the back.
I know you like it when I eat it like that. From the bottom to the top. Wanna see that waterfall drop, 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 drop. Girl, I know you're gonna tell your friends. That's why I gotta beat it up like this.
Turn in your mouth like this.
Now they wanna know if I can give it
up. I'll beat it, beat it up.
Touch your spine. Oh, mama, don't be afraid to let me play with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In the bedroom or the couch, I'm out here screaming out. So baby, gonna take that thing to the house like a football game.
And put your bag like a daddy.
All they gonna say is my name.
Bobby.
Take up all of your time, and I don't care if you a stripper, baby, cause what I got is night to
your
over. Look, I'm looking at the way your body just massage your mind. I know you feel me, girl, I'm all up beside your mind. She be like, stop, please, baby, don't go, while I be staring at her weave like it's gonna grow. Go back to the room, yeah, it's hammer time. Take your clothes off, let your pajamas fly, and keep it going with the motion. She up a pill, so you know about it. All that.
Oh,
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 oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. We back on the air, and we're about to get this shit popping. We're about to get this sucker shit popping right here. What do you do in the bedroom that makes the other person think they're as close to heaven without actually dying? I'll set it off. I will set it off. And hold on. My first call's in there. We have real talk in there. Real talk. You there, baby?
I'm here.
What's going on, Playboy?
What's good?
Yeah, man, slow fucking motion.
Yeah, I was trying to wait for the callers to push the button, but I see some of them are scared. I don't know what they're scared of. So I'm here with you, man.
That's what it is, baby. As long as we got me and you here, it's us against the world. You know what I'm saying? Us against the world.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll get it started with what I do in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? My shit is. The thing that I do to make them think that they are in heaven is when I take that left leg and I put that motherfucker over my right shoulder, and then I turn a little bit motherfucker sideways and I get to digging.
What?
Good fucking Lord, boy. Them bitches be going crazy, boy. Had a motherfucking nose running like they got a cold or something, man.
That's good. But you know, I put those legs back to their head and toss that shotter like a mama. Toss that shotter like a mama.
You get to toss that motherfucking salad player.
Well, I'm so but I say, well, shit, I trust you like a motherfucker. I don't think I'm a trust them telling your ass been out all day. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, put that, you gotta put that, you gotta put it in the motherfucking shower. Scrub it up, scrub it up real motherfucking good.
I gotta
scrub
do
real good.
What's homeboy name? I gotta do a good hygiene, you know what
I mean? Good hygiene, that's good hygiene. So he makes sure he put the motherfuckers in the shower. He don't give a fuck what time he come home, what time they come home, where they coming from. They gotta get in the motherfucking shower. They gotta get in the shower for a good hygiene.
Shit, he don't be playing either. That's my thing.
I ain't scared to touch no salad.
Fuck that. After I toss the salad, then fuck it, I throw some dressing on it when I'm done. Some white ranch dressing.
Oh man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I like when a bro rides me, man. Rides me and just, and then I start digging from the bottom, man. Let me tell you, man, I had a motherfucking bro one time, man. Bitch riding the shit out of me, right? She throwing that shit on me. Bong, 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 right? She throwing that shit on me real hard. And this fucking bitch slapped the shit out of me, man. Yo, this bitch slapped fire out my ass across my motherfucking face, right? So by the time I motherfucking raise, my waist up, like my chest up, I'm like leaning up, like to yell. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck is you doing, bitch?" The bitch slapped me again before I got the shit out of my fucking mouth.
Oh damn!
Yeah, and I said, "Hey, this bitch like this shit, huh? This bitch like this shit, kind of fucked me up a little bit,
that,
huh?"
As a sexy type, shout that that bitch back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the bitch called me up, bro. The bitch slapped me the first time. But when I got her the second time, the bitch slapped me again before I get the shit out of my mouth. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bitch? Hey, bitch, like, pow! Slapped me. Hey, you know what? This bitch is a little freaky bitch, huh? Goddamn old freaky ass bitch here, man. I ain't never been slapped before, man.
I know.
I've never been slapped, man. In the goddamn dome. That's a fucking shame, man.
Yo, if a bitch ever slapped me, I'm slapping that bitch right back. Ain't no stalling.
Oh,
how freaky you are, how hot your ass is. So when I slap your ass, you're going to feel fire. So you're going to think your ass is on fire.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had you know what, all bitches all like all different type of shit. I had bitches that like to be choked. I mean like choked, like damn near bitch won't like choke me till I'm about to pass out or some shit. I'm like, bitch, I ain't trying to get no charge.
I don't understand why bitches like that shit though.
Oh, yeah,
I don't understand. Cause I ain't choking your ass. Fuck that. I think one nigga got on the news. He choked his girl or something. Killed her and shit.
Yeah, you hit the bitch. You ride. You know what I'm saying? The bitch. You bitch riding. You ride. You got your hand around her waist, and you know she ride you, and the bitch grab your hands, and then put around her fucking neck, like here. Like she placed your hands around her motherfucking neck. Like choke me, nigga.
And I understand that shit.
And that's when I will choke your ass and you pass the fuck out, bitch. I'm gonna give you a fucking water and throw in your fucking face, make your ass come back.
He said it was like a feeling sensation and he was choking up. This was back in the days, he was choking up. This is a true story. He was on the news and all that. They was having sex and he was choking her. You know, she wanted to choke her, you know, get the sexual vibes up. And the nigga was coming and he was choking her. But I guess the cum was so good that he killed her. She was on the news and all that.
Yeah?
Yeah, real talk. It was on the news and all that. I think it was before Shorty cut her homeboy dick off and threw it out.
Oh, it was Lavina Bobbitt.
That's the one who cut homeboy dick off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was a dude. This was like a fucking football player or some shit. And he was choking his girl while they was having sex and all that. And that's what she wanted. So, you know, he gave it to her.
That's some crazy shit right there. Right. That's some crazy shit. I'm up running out of life for some shit right now, some shit.
Yeah, yo, because he was fucked up. He said, you know, I don't think they gave him life, but it wasn't something that he meant to do. It was a sexual moment. That's what she wanted. It was his wife. You understand? And it was a sexual moment. That's how they like rough sex. And he grabbed his hand, big hand around her little ass neck. And
I wonder if they fucking, I wonder if you get charged with something. You probably get charged like manslaughter or some shit like that or something like that.
Yeah, some shit like that. But look it up. Man kill wife in rough sex. after that shit pop up, but watch. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's some crazy shit right there. That's some crazy motherfucking shit. But that, you know what? That brings us like the other topic we have. Like, if you're in a fucking if you're in a heated argument with your spouse, and they tell you to shut the fuck up in the middle of your fucking argument, what the fuck do you do?
Just slap the fucking shit out of them.
You ain't gonna shut up, Rick? You ain't gonna shut up about real talk?
Oh, fucking no, I ain't gonna shut up.
Come on, man.
No, shut up.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you have an argument, right, with your girl, and you wrong. You wrong, real talk. And she tell you to shut the fuck up. You still gonna try to shit out of her? But you know you're wrong.
No, see, that's different. I ain't gonna lie. That's a little different right there. I didn't know I was wrong, so I'll try to ease it up a little something. You know what I mean? But I ain't gonna shut the fuck up. If I'm wrong, I might be like, alright. But then I have to rule a little role reverse. Yo, who the fuck are you talking to like that? You know, we reverse that shit a little something.
Okay.
And be like, yo, who the fuck are you talking to like that? Oh, you was wrong. I know I was wrong, but you don't fucking talk to me like that. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? You shut the fuck up now. You're wrong.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The mother tell me that now. Now we're gonna have a different argument now. Now we're gonna have us another fucking argument. You tell me shut the fuck up, dude. We arguing right now. And you yell at the top of your lungs, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Oh, now we got a real fucking argument now. We got a real
that?
Motherfucking argument now.
And these females nowadays, they loose with the lips and shit.
Oh, no, they will try us. These bitches out here nowadays, these 2013 bitches, oh, they'll try your ass now. They will try your fucking, they gonna try you and see how far they can go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. That's what it really is. They try you to see how much shit you gonna put up with. And then they know what button to press the next time it comes around. You know what I'm saying? They
gonna
see how far it is to know what buttons to push.
You got some dumb motherfuckers. They don't understand that shit.
Right.
Well, you know. And the fucked up thing about it is, I'm actually on the wall. And one cat, he said, throw her shit out the window. he said, throw her shit out the window. I said, oh shit, because you know, GQ probably got that wall that you gonna want to. And he put throw her shit out the window. God damn, he listening. Press one then, homie. Let's I want to hear some shit too.
that's you know what I'm saying. But that is some crazy ass shit. Like I've been smiling with some bitches now. You know what I'm saying? And these bitches nowadays, boy, their mouth is so fucking reckless, man.
Yo, it's
fucking reckless, man. And then when you come out your mouth with them, or you grab them up, you might shake them up a little bit or something, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hit them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because they
you grab them up, shake them up a little. Some bitches will calm their fucking ass down.
Yeah, but some of us phones, though. The other day I heard this shorty call her man, you pussy ass bitch motherfucker. I said, oh, shit.
Hey.
I said, that's some shit. He's a big dude.
She tried him and she knows what she can get away with. That's
mm-hmm.
all that shit. That's all that shit flows down to.
I
she don't fucking
know
get away
she
with.
Fuck that nigga up. You want to fuck that bitch up? Cause there ain't no fucking way in hell. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what you say in the house is in the house. When you start disrespecting niggas out in the street, it's time for your ass to get back slapped with the brown side.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Say that's my favorite shit right there. Like what do you tell a bitch with two black eyes? You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Go to bed.
Price already, you know what I'm saying?
Go to fucking bed.
No, you don't tell her shit. You told her twice already. That's why she got two black eyes.
You see? But you know, some of them bitches is still, you know, they still want to come at you all reckless.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll come at you reckless. They'll come at you reckless until you get in their ass.
Mm hmm.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
The thing.
They'll come at you hard, and then when you get in their ass, they'll calm the fuck down a little bit.
I say, fuck it. Give up two black eyes and a knot on a motherfucking head, and she acts up, and boom. But you know, you got some females that knows, they know where they stand at. But then you got those bitches that listen to their friends and shit.
Right, you know, that'd be the main motherfucking ones.
They listen to their friends that don't got no motherfucking man, and they be all fucked up.
Well, my lines are on fire, y'all. I got a lot of calls listening, but all you motherfuckers are scared to come in and join and give me your input. Call in. Well, not call in. You already called in. Got my lines are on fire. Press one, punk asses. Press one. Join this conversation. Give me input. Give me your input on tonight's two topics. What are you doing in the bedroom that makes the other person think they are as close to that without actually dying? And also, if you're in a heated argument with your spouse, tell you to shut the fuck up in the middle of the argument, what do you do? Do you shut up or you keep going? What the fuck do you do?
But that's some shit right there. Why, you know, I think even if you're wrong, I don't give a fuck. Even if a dude is wrong and he got that certain power over his female and she try to even link to something to shut the fuck up, and he jump up and say, no, you shut the fuck up, even though they're wrong, her ass is going to shut the fuck up and sit down. So I don't care what these females, I don't give a fuck what these females say out here. They're going to shut the fuck up and they're going to sit down. They say, yeah, the fuck, you know what, that's the motherfucking problem now. You know, because like back in the day, fucking females listen. You know, like my grandma, I ain't gonna lie, my grandmother, she used to tell my grandfather, I'm gonna bust you over the motherfucking head with a crowbar and shit. My grandma was blind. She had a crowbar by the side of her bed. She used to smoke weed in the whole nine. She used to tell my grandfather, get the fucking ass out of here if I bust you in the fucking head. But, you know, grandpa, she did leave, though, I must say. Grandpa, she bounced. Even though she was blind, she still had that crowbar. She had bust your ass over the head. Yeah, real talk, real talk. Real talk. But these females out here nowadays, they have no fucking respect.
And yo, I've seen in my old hood in East New York, there was a old dude, and he caught his wife cheating on him and shit. Yo, this motherfucker caught this bitch outside, man, and chopped her fucking head off, man, and hung that bitch up in front of the church, kid. That nigga was crazy, son, with a fucking axe. Nigga had a motherfucking axe.
Wow.
Two swift blows, that bitch head was off.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that shit. That ass. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, I'll probably just, you know, like, talk a little, but my ass ain't trying to go to jail.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah, he definitely went to jail. No doubt about that one, dude.
But the bad part about it is you got some females that push you to that fucking point.
Right.
They really push you to that point. You understand? So my thing is, even if you're wrong and you shut the fuck up, that's going to make you look like you're weak.
Oh, yeah. So that means I got to keep arguing. Now I got to turn my shit up a notch. I got to turn the volume up a little notch. Now I'm a little arguing. Now I got to turn the shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But you know when the females come on the line, all they're going to say, well, what about communication? You should have thought about communication before you said shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that is like a... when you tell me to shut the fuck up, it's like you think you won the argument and you're the boss of me and I must do as told, which is so far from the fucking truth. Because now we really gonna have us a problem now. You know what I'm saying? We having an argument about we're discussing something. But by you telling me to shut the fuck up, now we're not having a discussion. You're having a discussion and I'm fucking listening. That ain't gonna happen.
Exactly.
That ain't gonna fucking happen. No kind of fucking way.
I truly say fuck it.
Huh?
I say slap him.
You wanna slap him?
Yeah, give my ass a slap. You gonna tell me shut the fuck up if I'm wrong? Communicate with my ass. Don't tell me shut the fuck up. Fuck that shit.
But that's what the fuck is supposed to be. You tell me to shut the fuck up, it's like you don't make this argument went somewhere else now. Now we, you know what I'm saying? It could have been a heated discussion. We having a heated discussion. But by you telling me shut the fuck up, Now we're having a fucking argument. Now it don't switch from a heated discussion to we have an argument now.
Now, the funny shit, I'm going to tell you a fucking story. I got slapped by one fucking female in my life. But I bet you after that shit, her ass never fucking done it again. Me and my man went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
My man was messing with my aunt and shit, right?
Right.
And I was messing with my first baby mother and shit, right? We went out, and it was, I think it was Valentine's Day or some shit. And she, my aunt, she told me the story. She was like, yeah, I didn't think she really was going to slap you. Because what happened was, when me and my man went out, we didn't come back for Valentine's. They had this whole shit set up.
Right.
They had the candles, the tables. They had all that shit set up. But when we got back there, you know, Valentine's Day was over. So they standing there and shit, right? So when we walk in, my aunt said she told my girl I was with, my kid's mother, first mother, yeah, when they come in here, I'm going to slap the shit out of little man, such and such, boom, bye, bang. So my kid's mother was like, yeah, I'm going to slap the shit out of him, too. To make a long story short, we go in the house, and they sitting there, so me and my man, we laughing, we like, yo, we sorry, such and such. And her fucking ass slapped the shit out of me.
Right.
You ever got slapped when you do a fucking double take?
Uh-huh.
I did a fucking double take, and I tore her fucking ass apart. That was the first time a female ever slapped me. Hell, that fucking bitch. Oh, excuse me, that's my kid's mother. No disrespect. She knows all up. But that fucking bitch slapped me. And you know what? That was the last time she slapped me, because I've never been slapped before in my life. So for a woman to slap a female, let me tell y'all females out there that's listening. Because like Steph said, his line is on fire. If you slap that man, prepare for repercussions. Because ain't no real man gonna let you just slap him.
Oh, I've done. Yeah. I'll tell you right now. If a bitch slap me or hit me, she gonna get the motherfucking a full Nelson. She gonna get the motherfucking the people's elbow from the Rock, and she gonna get the Stone Cold Stunner. Fuck with me. I'm wearing that bitch ass out. You hit me, I'm wearing your ass out. That's it. Point motherfucking blank. I'ma wear your motherfucker. You hit me, bitch, I'm wearing your ass out. I will be the first and last motherfucker you hit. That's
the point of it.
Yo, I seen a dude slap this fucking girl. And boy, she was with like her girlfriends. Yo, they went on that nigga ass like a pair of fucking hyenas, kid. They wore that nigga ass out. I felt sorry for the motherfucker, kid. I felt... When I seen him hit her, I said, damn, I felt sorry for her. But when I seen them bitches turn the tables and jumped on his fucking ass, woo, I said, damn, I feel sorry for this nigga now, son. Boy, he put the beats on that nigga ass, boy.
God damn.
I try to fucking tell you. Huh?
I said, I try to tell you. That's what real talk is all about.
Yeah, well, that's what the fuck it is, baby. That's what the fuck it is, man. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all been listening and you want to join this conversation, press 1 and join in. You know, and talk to your boy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, the lines are on fire. I'm looking at the lines right now, and they are on fire. It must be 8 trillion you motherfuckers listening to the radio show, but all y'all are scared to press 1. Well, you know, I must be doing my job because y'all all listening. And y'all join with me tonight with your host, Steph Dallas. But let's just get back to this other topic here. Ladies, I need you ladies to call in and give me your input on what do you do that makes that man think he is in fucking heaven. Ladies, what do you do? What do you do to make that man think he's in fucking heaven without actually fucking dying? I know there's a bunch of ladies out there. I'm going to tell you, man, when you fuck around and suck this motherfucker, you suck on this goddamn pipe and rub them balls at the same time, good Lord, man. Boy, that's a motherfucker right there, kid. That do it for me. You fuck around, you might get everything in my motherfucking pocket, man. I swear you might get everything in my motherfucking pocket. Dude, that shit fuck with me,
balls.
Man. Huh?
You said rub the balls?
Man, you suck with this motherfucking dick and rub these balls at the same time? Woo! Lord, man. I might dig my my pocket, man. I'm going night. So be prepared. I'm going right to motherfucking sleep too. Ain't no fucking no doubt about that. I'm going night. Hold on, we have two ladies calling in. We have Tiffany and we have T on the air. Tiffany, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Oh, this is my Tiffany from BK calling in?
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn.
Okay, and we have T as well. T, you there, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, T, you trying to sound sexy tonight, T?
What the fuck you trying to sound all sexy for, T?
Hey, you trying to sound sexy tonight, baby?
You see, every time I try to be nice, you motherfuckers won't let me be nice.
How we, who the fuck you mean? Why we gotta be motherfuckers? I just say you trying to sound sexy tonight, baby.
I ain't that bullshit y'all talking about, big slap you and all of this. And you get slapped, you just get fucking slapped. Take the repercussions.
Who take the repercussions? If you slap the shit out of me, I'm gonna just take that. I'm gonna just take that, T.
Bow the fuck down.
Huh? T, if you slap, I'm gonna just take that T and that's it.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking yeah. All right, so I just slap the shit out of you. You just gonna accept it too, right?
Hell to the no.
So why the fuck I not accept it then?
Because you probably did something to deserve it.
I ain't do shit.
What the fuck?
I'm an angel. I don't know you. Now you tell me I done did something to deserve it. That's some bullshit right there.
And
y'all fucking with that Kavati, that's what it is.
I know you did something to deserve it. That's why they smacked the shit. It probably was you and your boy Dar.
Here we fucking go.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you, ladies, let me ask y'all ladies this question here, ladies. Ladies.
Fucking with that Kavati.
Yeah, I'm going to start with you, Tiffany, for BK. What is that one thing that you do in the bedroom to make that man think he is in heaven without actually dying? What's that one thing that you do?
We have this conversation every week.
No, we did not.
Who the hell are you talking to, Tiffany? Because I've never heard this conversation before.
Thank you. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Y'all asked me what I do well, and I told you.
Well, I don't know what you did well. Tell me again. Let me hear it.
What? My head game is impeccable.
Your head game?
Yes, it's impeccable.
So that's your
She said impeccable.
That's that one thing that you can do? That's that one thing. That's your best asset in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, for me it is, yeah.
I'm not saying like the rest of your shit is bad. I'm just saying that's that one thing that you know. That's a 10 out of all your everything else you do. That's your best asset in the bedroom that would make that motherfucker say, "Good Lord, I'm in fucking heaven." Huh?
Yes.
So you're a professional cocksucker then?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm talking about. My girl Tiffany from BK, she keeps it 100.
Fuck, you sucking dick for a living? What the fuck? You're a professional. Oh, shit. I bet you was fucking that baby bottle up.
Wow.
That pacifier had no win. God,
Tiffany, when did you realize that you was great at what you do?
Wow.
That's the question. When did you realize that you was great at that art of sucking dick? When did you realize that you was the number one head sucker?
When I seen a tear drop. Whoa. I seen a tear.
Yeah, I was going to say the thing you just said, T. Whoa, you actually seen a motherfucker shed a tear?
I seen a tear. Yeah.
While you was giving him a head, you seen this motherfucker shed a tear?
Yes.
He didn't get like a bad phone call or like death of the family while y'all was fucking or something like that?
No.
He just fucking started shedding the tear because you was sucking his dick.
Yes. No.
Man, I don't want
bullshit.
No kind of head like that. Boy, I fuck around and kill me a bitch. I don't have some head like that.
No,
that's that shit that make you stalk bitches.
Like I don't know whether to laugh or what, but when I saw the tear, I was like, what the fuck? Like, that shit shocked me.
It shocked the shit out of me, too.
Damn. Like, oh, shit, man, this is how you're working.
Hey, you become a senior citizen by being a fucking angel. Knock it the fuck off, man.
Listen,
I'ma say this up front on top. I ain't no cocksucker, so me my shit is just the bomb, period.
Yo, what is the bomb?
I don't need to suck no dick to make my shit dog. Make him think he in heaven.
Your pussy's that good to you?
There you damn Skippy. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So that's the one thing. But
I got the CBC.
That ain't saying shit,
though. I got the CBC.
But that's normal, though. You're supposed to have good pussy, though.
No.
What do you mean, no.
I got some bad shit now.
I don't know.
I don't do pussy. I just do my own.
Huh?
I don't do pussy, so I can't tell you, but I've heard stories that say it is bad pussy in the world.
Oh, no, there is bad pussy out there.
Well, I just know that mine is the best. Thanks,
yours
to
is the best. So that's the one thing that makes him think he's gonna have you. Just lay on your fucking back.
I don't
want to
hear your mouth.
And that's some shit. She said hers is the motherfucking best. God damn.
Listen, when Big Homie get on here, put me on mute.
So we have another call on air. We have Dogbone on the air. Dogbone, you there?
I want a tear to come to my eye. I need one of them shit
hey,
right
Dogbone,
now.
Hey, Dogbone, you've been on this motherfucking radio show since 7:01. You ain't pressed once. You heard this motherfucker say.
Yo, I've been talking shit on the porch, man. Yo, I had to wait till she left and all so I could get on. Damn, son.
Who is that Redbone?
That's Dogbone, not Redbone.
Damn. Here we go.
And the madness begins.
Yo, seriously, can I get one of them? I want a teardrop to come to my damn eye because I ain't had none of that shit ever happen to me.
You know that? I had some motherfucking good suckers, boy. Good
yo,
lord,
I'm still waiting to explode on one because that's yet to happen with me too.
Huh?
Hold on. What about you never came from getting head, Dogbone?
Yo, never ever.
Wow.
Man, you fucking with some thugs,
nah,
man.
I didn't get a tear, but the bitch had my knee knocking. I ain't gonna lie. Tell you no lie. I'm keep it real. She sucked my dick, right? And what happened was, I told her, I was like, yo, I'm about to bust. It was the first time I ever bust in a shorty mouth. And I was like, yo, I'm about to bust. She's like, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Yo, I said, God damn, first time ever in my life. Shorty had my knees knocking. She had me wobbling back to the couch. I said, what the fuck? But I gotta ask afterwards because I tear her ass up. The bitch was hyperventilating. She's like, I can't breathe. I was tearing her ass up. You know, that go around. It was murder.
That's what she got for making your knees knock.
You motherfucker, no.
You had to punish her for making your knees knock.
You gotta realize, back in the days, you know, females wasn't really into busting in their mouths. You know, they'd be like, that shit is nasty, you know, such and such. And this was like
a business
female. Huh?
But they busting
like
out.
Business,
we'll figure that
you know?
One out.
This bitch was like a social worker type
we
bitch.
We supposed to.
You know? You know those females back in the
day
that look like they don't do
that
shit.
Y'all supposed to obey. That's what y'all supposed to do.
Dogbone.
Y'all supposed to obey. It says that.
I know they be busting
in your mouth with that tongue ring, don't they?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
For all my new callers, Dogbone has a tongue ring. And he says he does work for these bitches out there with that tongue ring.
Yo, they get stupid. Their heads turn, their eyeballs are on the back of their head like they on a molly and shit.
Shit, break it down, homeboy. I ain't mad at you, fuck it.
Listen, I ain't allowed, man. I had a
fucking tongue. I ain't put no motherfucking tongue in my motherfucking mouth because that shit ain't proper.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go again.
I can't do it. You know, each his own with the tear for on, but the tear ring and the tongue shit? Nah, man. I put one in my nose like Tupac before I put one in my fucking tongue like Janet Jackson. Fuck that. I'm sorry.
I am done with him. Oh, my God.
I can't fucking do it.
I had a motherfucking pipe kid so fucking good. I'm down there looking at her. She's sucking this motherfucker, and I fucking said, "Ooh, I think we should move in together."
Man, that was beautiful,
kid. Fucking beautiful.
Damn, man, I gotta find one of them.
Now, man, you need. I don't know what the fuck you doing, though, but if you never came from some fucking heads,
never.
That's the first for me. I never heard anything. Who the fuck never came? You missing, homeboy. Okay, why am I lying? You know what? You're not gonna lie. See, that's what all you black men want to say. But
well, just stick with the white one thing. You go with the white one thing. Shit.
And you ain't doing it in return. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
I love a T-Cuz country ass accent, man.
What the fuck, sandpaper in her mouth or some shit? Cause, I mean, I've never heard that.
You licking something, motherfucker, if it ain't up at the ass. You licking it. You licking. You's a candy licking motherfucker.
I want to tear the condom and I want to explode.
You ain't gonna say nobody gave you no fucking head. And you get all this head. You got that tongue ring, you licking pussy.
Yeah,
you know,
he said, but see, he said he never said he never licked no pussy before. He said he never came from getting some head.
Exactly.
He never came.
He said,
everybody in shock about that shit. That bitch had sandpaper in her mouth.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm going off about the wrong damn thing.
You know he eat pussy.
Damn, shit. I'm the first one to say it. Shit. Yes, I do.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, here we go.
Well, no, you must not have had the right one then.
That's what we saying.
Oh, shit.
Poor Tink Tink.
God damn, you had this. I'm saying, I don't understand this shit. You know, shit, suck my dick, I'm fucking gump.
Never ever.
Like I said, shorty had my knees like a motherfucker. Y'all brought back memories up in this motherfucker.
I gotta get out of Jersey then. Wow. Y'all, that's sad. That is fucking sad, son. No wonder he said he wanted to cry. Yeah, you see, listen, he been on the air since 7 o'clock. When he heard that tear, that nigga press one.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, I'm about to take some head to some pussy nowadays, man.
Thank you.
That's what I want to do. I'm tired of working 16 hours and everything. Got to put another 4 in at home.
You put in 4 at home, sir?
4 at home. I can't be doing it.
You sound like
and
Mr.
I gotta go
Mom.
To work in the morning.
You sound like Mr. Mom.
Like Mr. Marcus? Mom.
Yeah, 4 hours at home. Yeah. And if it's taking you 4 hours to get a nut, something wrong with that picture, too.
He might bust one, but he get right back in the pussy, though, T.
Hey, thank you. Why are you getting like this, huh? See, I would make phone calls and everything, but I know how you people get and everything. When people bring other people on the air and stuff, got brothers want to holler at the chicks.
Call her. Please.
Hold on.
I tell you what.
Tell me what.
You call somebody, I'ma call somebody.
I bet you I call more than you.
What the fuck going on?
Again, choke all the way.
What? Hey, shit. You said you choking. You don't even got it in your mouth yet.
I ain't choking off shit. But I think I can make a phone call. make one. I dare you, dog, bro. And I can make several. Now, bro, come on.
Go ahead.
We got our first challenge of 2013 here.
Ladies first, I'm a gentleman.
You said that you could make the phone calls, so make it happen.
I want you to make yours, and I will make mine several.
Oh, I got mine on the line.
You ain't got nothing on the line.
Babe.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Now, dog bone, come on with it. Come on with the dog bone. You ain't hear it?
Hold on.
Oh, shit. You take me another sip of this shit over here. This is about to get on for 2013. Bluffs will be called this year.
I am about to open me a bottle of something to drink in this motherfucker.
Don't tell her to say this and that before she get on the phone.
Who like Big Dave? Whatever happened to Big Dave?
Big Dave.
He still listens to the show. He still listens.
Where Big Dave at?
I gotta make him call back in for y'all, man.
And tell Redbone don't call his cousin.
Call them Redbone.
Well, you call him Redbone? It's Dog Bone, T. What?
Oh.
Jesus Christ, T. But look, I love when T get hyped, boy. That little fucking country ass accent she be cursing, that shit be sounding good as a motherfucker. God damn motherfucker. Call him up, motherfucker. Call him up. Call the bitch up. Oh my god, I'm getting excited.
Yeah,
this is a good thing here. So Tiffany from BK.
Yeah.
So when you're sucking the penis, when you're giving oral, do you do like a basic oral, or do you have like your own little tricks and shit that you be doing?
I mix it up. I do a little basic, do my own thing, you know.
Okay.
A little variety.
Who said that shit? Who mixed it up?
That was Tiffany BK.
Tiffany.
Oh no, y'all, we have another call on there. We have one more caller. We have Shelly. Shelly, you here, baby?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Oh, good evening,
Shelly.
What's up, Diva?
What's up, Mama?
I'm saying that Diva
shit. What's up,
come on, let's get to the fucking topic.
We are Diva.
What's wrong with that? Thank you, Diva T. Thank you. Thank you for the shout out.
What's the topic?
Shelly?
Yes.
What is the one thing that you do in the bedroom that makes your mate think they are in fucking heaven without actually dying?
Okay. Well, I guess massage them real well. Read between the lines, I guess. I don't know.
Massage.
You call up for that show with that damn answer.
Listen, I said give him a nice massage, read between the lines. That's what I said.
Are you jerk him off? The jerk off is good or something?
I said give him a nice massage, read between the lines. That's what Shelly said.
Yeah. I'm asking you. That means to me, I'm taking it as you jerk off real good. That's what I take it as, a massage.
I got you, Shelly. I know what you mean, Shelly.
What the fuck does she mean?
That means you get good oral? Is that what you're saying?
You asking me that?
Huh?
I'm sorry, Steph. What did you say?
That means you give them good oral?
I said read between the lines. That's what I said, and I'm going to leave it like that.
Oh my God. I'm about to press one on your ass, Shelly. Cause right back off the fucking air. Starts about read between the lines. This is goddamn Monday, Ratchet Monday. This ain't no figure out what the fuck you're talking about Monday.
Okay.
Hey. Exactly. Okay. Dog Bone couldn't get them phone calls in order.
Oh, shit. Dogbone, where the fuck you at?
And the 4 hours that we always spend together, when do I stop?
Never.
Well, you must be committing coke on that motherfucker car or taking Viagra.
Is all the way in the back of your fucking tongue. No, no,
not that.
smacking his tongue. His tongue comes out his mouth. What did you talk? What kind of
he got to show? Wait, he got to show the tip of his tongue? That's fucking
you know
shit
what?
Ain't cool.
You know what? You know what? You is not looking right. So maybe you need some glasses. Because you know what
you
talking about.
You know what? You know what? What you need to do is stop that fucking lying.
You scrunch it. Stop that fucking lying. You scrunch it. You give me my satisfaction. Wow, you know how I'm feeling. Wow, that's good. Oh,
that's
my fucking
crazy.
Wow, you know how I feel. Wow.
Ain't that a bitch?
Asians are all right. We're just playing around and everything right now, but
that's cool. I'm cool
you.
With it. I'm cool.
Not
a problem. Not a problem.
But
all right.
Call about an hour. I'll be all right.
Bye.
Bye. Wait. That's one. Would you like another one?
Look! You have to wait till she got off the line.
Would you like another one?
Bring another one. I want to hear a fucking number because I wasn't impressed by that one. God damn.
Yeah,
I want to hear another one.
Dude. Damn. Sorry.
You got these little dogs. You my dog and all that, but you got to impress me now.
God.
But Shorty did not impress
damn,
me, man.
Sorry.
You was telling her what to say, dog. I'm going to keep it real. But you was telling her what to say.
Yo, you,
and then she asked her about fucking the bitch and she was crying.
Hey,
dog,
but let me explain something to you.
Tell him, baby, how the fuck you perform. Tell him.
I got a question. This is Shelly for Dogbone.
Yes.
Do you take that Henry out to wash it at any point while you looking at
yes,
all that
I
stuff?
Yes, I
do.
Listen, I don't wear it all the time, for one. I only wear it for certain times and every day. I can't wear it for work, and I'm at work the majority of the time, 16 hours out of the day. So it's only
okay.
A weekend thing.
I mean,
what's that?
Oh my God! You take it out and clean it, right?
Yes. I have to. Damn. But don't worry, I don't lick asses or nothing like that. But I do eat the coochie. But I do clean it. I do take
you
it out.
You think you lick the ass tonight? That girl
I'm gonna stick that ass tonight,
salad.
And she likes it in there.
She said that you toss her salad.
What's that?
That girl that just now said you toss her salad.
I talk who on it?
Do you eat ass, man? She says you eat ass.
No, I don't lick ass. I don't
that
lick ass.
That ain't what that girl
said tonight.
I don't
the
lick
girl
ass.
Said you, the girl said you licked her ass. You tossed her salad.
Listen,
yes,
I don't lick
that's
ass.
Why I, see, I'm really not impressed now. So I'm lying
I
on this
ass.
Motherfucker. That motherfucker body ass.
Listen, brother. Hold on. We'll get another one up. Hold on.
Then don't try to tell her what to say either, homie.
Wait, you see how long it took him to come back?
He's gonna call another one.
Wow. Wait a minute. You see it take him 2 hours to come back to the phone? He'd have paid for that one. Oh.
Well, goddamn. Excuse me, y'all.
Where is Big Homie? Let me let him shut up while
Don't talk his ass up. No, leave him be.
That's my
do
damn
not
buddy.
Ass
that
up,
is
don't.
My damn buddy.
Leave his ass be.
He thinks I'm a damn senior citizen, so that's my damn buddy.
Let me ask y'all ladies something now. Ladies, let's go to topic number
51,
two.
I am 51 if you want to know real talk. I'm not ashamed of my age.
You're 51? Oh, I bet somebody gonna knock the dust off that pussy.
Why the dust?
He said her pussy is exceptionally great. So ain't nobody knocking the dust off her pussy.
It is.
Oh shit.
Damn, I should work when I walk.
Oh shit. God damn.
I tell you it's called the CBP. The come back. That's fair. Oh.
Huh.
I smell
garlic. That sounds like crazy Buddha pussy. What the hell?
Not the Buddha. Real talk.
Where the hell is Dog Bone?
Yeah, he got to get his story together.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Did I answer your topic, Bone?
Yes, you did, player.
Wait a minute. I want to know what y'all was talking about, this smacking shit, when came on the line.
Okay, the other topic was, if you and your mate is in a heated argument, T.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle of the argument, he tells you to shut the fuck up. Do you do as he told you to do, or what do you do?
No, I'm going to keep talking. See, I know me. I ain't shutting
up. That's right.
I ain't shut up until I get ready. And if my boo's still on the line here, tell you, I will run my mouth into the air.
He quiet as hell.
Oh, shit. The dog's on his back.
He quiet as hell. Shit.
That's right.
No, yeah, you got him trained. That's why. Hey,
I ain't got him trained. No, I ain't trained him.
You ain't trained him? If
nope.
He wants some tonight, he going to behave, right?
No. We got to go through all that. I don't have to train my men, but you got to train yours and tell them what to say. Where's she at?
Damn,
you
really going to go back to that
one?
Again?
What's Where's
that?
She at?
Where yours at? I'm still waiting for yours to say hello at least.
He did say hello.
Yo, my man, you eat the pussy? You eat the pussy?
He ain't on it right now.
Exactly.
Oh,
see?
Shit. Kind of quiet there, T.
Shut up, T. Yo, you already aggravated me. You fucking up, T. This ain't football right here.
Aggravated so damn self paying that girl to talk that bullshit she was just talking to.
T. Stop right now.
4 hours ain't coming
now,
to
stop right now. Wait.
Hey, you ain't coming
you...
no goddamn 4 hours.
Oh,
shut
my
the fuck
God.
Up.
All right.
Shut
she
the fuck up.
She was on the radio on your show a few months ago when she said that the Arizona and the 49ers were going to play each other in the Super Bowl, and I took the damn phone
here
away
from
her.
Here we go with the
That's
damn
the same
sports
one.
Again.
But
here we go
I'm
with that
you,
damn sports.
I've heard this woman's voice before.
I won't remember her.
I know. Alzheimer's. It happens.
What the fuck I want to remember a damn bitch's voice for?
That's okay.
I ain't fucking her. You fucking her. So you say...
Yeah.
You fucking
a
3 and a half.
You fucking a 4 hours minus 3 and a half.
Yay. Bless him.
Listen, from a man's point of view,
but damn it, I can stimulate a woman all the time.
From a man's point of view, ain't nowhere in the world you fucking no 4 hours and coming the whole damn time.
Listen.
See, I couldn't tell you that because I ain't no man.
But
you's a Viagra taking motherfucker.
Why am I a Viagra taking? I don't fuck on the regular. You know what you get? When I get it, I gotta go in.
How much did you pay that chick?
My 9 inches. My 9 inches. What's that?
I bet you got a total of about 6 inches.
You want more money on that?
You probably got one of them pencil dicks. Let me stop.
What are we doing there?
Let me stop. I think I need to go take me a drink so I can continue this.
I cannot feel right there.
Let me log online and see where my damn big hole is.
God damn it.
I got a total of 6 inches.
You ain't got no leather, motherfucker.
If I put it in sideways, that's a lot. If I go sideways with that shit and push, that's a lot.
You have white. You have white. White boys ain't got no dick.
Black boys got no dick.
God damn.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm so fucking done.
But where's your man at? Why is he quiet?
Because he quiet. He must have hung up. I don't know. I had him on three-way.
You had him on three-way. He done hung up. He was like, shit, I'm getting the hell out of here. I guess you didn't pay him enough. You didn't pay him enough then, huh?
It wasn't about paying. He probably going to talk shit to my ass after. But it's all good. Listen, it's all good.
That's right.
He ain't going nowhere.
I'm going somewhere. I ain't got to be at work until noon tomorrow.
He ain't going nowhere in my life.
You got to be at work until noon tomorrow. That means you're going to put... I'm gonna play house.
What color tongue ring are you gonna put in tonight, pink?
I don't know. I might put the vibrating one in. She likes that one.
Which one?
The vibrating one. She likes that one on the clit.
You got some, I bet you got,
no,
a,
I know you ain't got no
rainbow.
Vibrating tongue ring, girl.
Do you got a rainbow color one?
No, I don't got no rainbow color one. Don't put the hoop
yes,
in there.
Yes, you do.
I ain't got no goddamn rainbow color one. I ain't got no gay pride. What the fuck is wrong with you, T?
I ain't never heard no vibrating tongue ring.
They got them. They got gold and dark ones. They got
no,
hoops. They got spikes.
No, fuck you want something vibrating on your motherfucking tongue, dog.
Son. Well, man. I keep telling y'all, y'all can say whatever the hell you want. I done heard it from my damn family, and y'all ain't shit compared to where they get down. They got down on me. So this is just a walk in the park for me with you guys. But, yo, they love it.
I'm fucking serious, dog. Where the fuck you want with something vibrating on your motherfucking tongue?
And a glow-in-the-dog one, too.
Listen. Let me tell you. Let me explain the whole ordeal to you. This is the rules while I was living with my parents. I couldn't get a tattoo. I couldn't get my nose pierced, eyebrows pierced. I made a $200 bet that I was going to get my tongue pierced. And the people said, you crazy as hell. I was like, take that bet then. They go, all right.
See, that's kind of gay to you.
Does that sound gay?
Yeah.
Why does that sound gay?
I'm over 35 with the primary.
But guess what? You wouldn't know that I had it unless I showed it to you.
Okay, but are you 35 and older with the tongue ring?
Excuse me?
Are you 35 and older with the tongue ring? I was just asking.
All right. Why? Well, okay, then how about this? Why are there men 40 years old with diamond earrings then?
Wait a minute, you didn't answer my question.
That's Eric.
Because it's my prerogative. Just the reason why guys got diamond earrings.
Wait, I'm just asking. I was just asking a question.
I'm just giving you an answer.
Okay, you asked me, you talked about, you answered my question. What a question. I was just wondering, are you 35 and older with that? I was just asking.
I just turned 35 this September.
Okay.
So you a fucking grown man walking around with a fucking tongue ring that vibrates on your motherfucking tongue.
But wait a minute. Do you think you can please the woman without that tongue ring?
She's had both.
Or do you have to have a vibrator to do it?
She had both. She had it with and without. Okay, you about to go make your man get a tongue ring, aren't you?
Every week's topic always gets switched to your damn tongue ring, dog.
Yeah, I know. You noticed that, right? That's why someone, because T throws it out there. Because T is the one that throws that shit out there. And then all the fellas jump on me. The ladies are like, yo, that shit sounds good as hell. But they getting
no,
on
they
like,
don't.
Fuck that.
No,
fuck
they
that.
Don't. They ain't even thinking about your damn ass. Shut up.
No, they don't.
That's okay. That's all right. My ugly black ass is going down to Somerset in 20 minutes, and I'm going to have some fun. What am I going to do? Yo, I'm going to smash the shit out of
her. Well, I hope you can come tonight from my head.
Oh, I do come when I'm smashing her. I just can't come when you're getting head.
Then she said you can't even give it. She said you can't even give it from getting head. Did she say that?
Yeah,
yo,
that's what she said, but he said no.
Listen.
Maybe he don't know the difference between a nut and being wet.
So what?
I said maybe you don't know the difference between getting some head, when you're getting head, if it's just slob on the motherfucker or if you done busted a nut.
No. When I shoot. And I know, and I never shot in a woman's mouth or anything.
How many feet you shoot when you shoot off, when you jacking off?
Yeah, you asking me a whole lot, huh? She wants to know, huh? She wants the details. How often do I do it and everything? How many times? How many
and
feet?
I said when you jacking off, you dumb fuck.
All right. When you got your toy in, do you squirt?
Nope, I don't do toys.
Shit, then you ain't getting enough dick either.
Didn't you hear them say that I'm getting the dust knocked off my shit?
You got the what?
I done have plenty of dick in my life. When I want it, I get it. When I don't want it, I don't worry about it.
All right, so you worried about it right now? Cause every time I get on this damn phone, every time I get on this show, you don't want to bring up my damn tongue ring.
I'm with that. I just think I can do it, me getting dick. I don't know no motherfucker with no tongue ring.
Yeah, that was fierce, too.
Fuck around, give me some infection from a damn tongue ring. Fuck out of here.
22.
What?
All right. My dick was fierce when I was 22.
So, T, if you met a man, right, and he went and got his tongue pierced, you wouldn't fuck with him no more?
She would drop her drawers on her legs.
Okay, but hold up. You said, why? Because you like the way it looks. But what if he's eating your pussy and you come numerous times, and you like you never came before, you never felt that before in your life.
See, no, I don't want
it. Work.
Huh?
I might fuck around and get an infection from that bullshit. Fuck
you
that shit.
Crazy
no.
As hell. You don't have to
be like a guy. What happens if that shit come off and go up in me? I gotta go to the damn doctor. Oh no.
That's right. So what if a dude is eating your pussy and his tooth come out or something?
Damn! The tooth?
You're looking for the worst case scenario, though, T. That shit ain't gonna come out. That shit's screwed. That shit got screwed in it.
I don't want no damn man with no damn tongue ring. He can have all the piercings he wants to. I ain't fucking with no tongue ring. I'm serious. I mean, you know, nothing for nothing, to each his own, you know, and I'll be dog bone, no, I'll be fucking with him, but
yeah.
I don't, he's the first dude, honestly, that I know have a tongue ring.
All right, and wait, I know I'm about to fuck everybody up right now. Remember I had the discussion about the gym chick and everything that wouldn't let me have no more?
Right.
Who?
You just heard her.
The who?
The girl from the gym that wouldn't give no more pussy.
Yes, the mother daughter from the gym, that was the mother.
She sounded like a little girl.
Whatever.
She what? She sounded like a little girl.
Yeah.
That woman's 48 years old. She ain't no damn girl. That's a grown ass woman, and damn.
And T's 51, so what that mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, she look a hell of a lot better than T. That's what that
means. But that's in your eyesight, bitch.
See,
now you want to go there, right? That's why
love
you look like a little fat bitch.
But guess what? T, I'm fat, black, and ugly as ever.
I didn't want to take you there, but you want to come out like that? Hey, that's why you got that tongue ring, because you got a little sugar in your tank, right?
That's okay.
No,
it's working. But it
works. No, you know what? I ain't even going there because this ain't no put down show, you know?
That's
your business. That's your business
you
with
though.
That tongue ring.
I know.
No, you don't. You like me. You don't love me, motherfucker.
I love you, T. T, when we go put the ring in now, I could be down by you by 11.
No,
right?
You can't.
Like I said. Like I said, I gotta be at work until noon tomorrow. Betty, you're right.
I'm gonna give you my address. If you step foot at my door, your ass is mine.
And my tongue ring it off.
And this
Listen, now.
Now you're telling a lie, because you ain't coming here.
Yes,
I got a child
true.
Almost your age, boys. I don't play with people's children.
I'm a grown ass man. I pay taxes, woman. I'm a
homeowner.
So
does my son.
Shit, I'm
Wait,
a homeowner. I pay taxes.
You only three years older than my son. You can't do nothing for me. What you gonna sit here and do? Play Atari or whatever the fuck they got out there? PlayStation.
He's 35.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Atari right
son,
now.
My son is 32.
I'm gonna play Coleco. I'm gonna play Tokyo with you.
So you mean to tell me you wouldn't fuck with him if you met you a man out there, T? You met this sexy ass fucking dude, and then you found out he was 35. You wouldn't fuck with him no more?
No. Listen, honestly, this I'm honest. Not... All jokes aside, if you ain't 45 plus, see you later. Bye.
All right, I'm 45 plus. Fuck it, I'm 45.
No,
plus.
Well, you still ain't getting none, bitch.
Ooh.
You better go kill with that 48-year-old woman.
So the man got to be 45. Now what's his cutoff age? For how old he can't be?
Oh man, I ain't doing them damn 60-year-olds.
You just shorten your fucking window for dating, though, man.
I don't care. Shit,
well,
I ain't doing all
that
no way. I'm getting too old for that bullshit.
I'm with her on that one because I ain't fucking with no 24 and 25s anymore. I ain't fucking with them.
Yeah, them fuck, that's right. Y'all ain't fucking them young ones because them young ones are way y'all asses out.
No.
They ain't crazy and they throw fire in the goddamn house and everything like that.
I ain't letting these young boys come up in here and try to take over my damn shit selling drugs and have me blind, stripping, and crazy.
What kind of fucking man? You come in, you deal with they selling drugs and shit up in your house, see?
What?
What kind of, where the fuck you buy your men at? They want to come in and sell
drugs. I
said
them young boys. I'm talking about them young boys. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or mess around, they be, let me quit talking so loud because they might be outside my window. Them little gang
exactly.
members and shit.
They trying to get in there. No, seriously.
In my, around in my neighborhood, we got a lot of Bloods and Crips. No. I wouldn't even mess with nobody from here in Asbury.
I'm not in there.
I'm not talking about you, boy. Shut up.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am.
And speak to when you spoken to. Respect your elders.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to make you start calling me Mama T.
I'll call you Mama. You're going to call me Baby Boy then.
I ain't calling you shit, but Dog Bone T.
Hey, I've been called all that.
Let me call him Bone then, Mr. Bone. But anywho, I keep going in here to get on the computer. I gotta call Vic Holmes.
You want me to turn my camera on for you, please, so you can see how sexy I am now?
Shelly, why you don't wanna hear from Vic Holmes?
Please leave Vic Holmes alone. Leave him where he's at. Please, leave
him. He didn't fuck with me either. I didn't like him. Is he all right?
Leave him. As long as he's okay, leave him alone. If he's
all right,
leave his ass when he's at. Leave him. I miss Big Homie being on here. Oh my God.
Shelly, did you miss his ass last week? He was supposed to come over. You ran from him? Did you run from him and everything? Had that man come all the way out there and you were running? Or some shit
Hold on, say that again.
Did you run away from him or had that man come out there to see you last week? And then all of a sudden you didn't even show up?
He's cool, but leave him where he's at. He's 2 hours from me, but he's cool. Leave him where he's at. He's good.
Hours, yo. Hell yeah. Steph with a picture of with a dude in the kayak and everything. Going through some water and shit. Talking about, yo, she better give me some once I get there. That's how he felt when he was on his way to see you.
He's good. His homie is good.
Leave him.
Leave him.
Leave him.
Yeah, where
is my boy? Doggone it. I don't even see him online. Uh-huh. So what's going on? Tiffany from BK. What are you doing, Tiffany? We lost Tiffany from BK. She's gone.
Hell yeah, that's where it all started from. I wanted a teardrop. Shit.
You don't want no fucking teardrop, man.
Yeah, I want a teardrop.
No, you don't, man.
No, I really do. I just want to bust. I just want to explode one time.
Just one time?
I wish I could find this clip where this chick was giving dude dome and shit, and my man busted in her mouth, and the shit came out of her nose. I wish I could find that shit.
Ew,
what?
That would be me. The sister was giving the brother some head.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't say he was going to come and die. I mean, she was working and shit. And then my man nutted right in her mouth, and the shit came out of her nose and her mouth. She just started gagging.
Ew.
Did you come out of her nose? How did that happen?
That's probably what's going to happen to me if I ever get to that point where I get it like that.
Wow.
And I feel sorry for her.
You feel sorry for her?
No, I didn't feel sorry for her. Shit, that's how I felt. I was like, damn, that's going to be me.
They ain't gonna tell you that, but they ain't gonna like the way you gonna respond to it.
But Seth, do you actually think I would sit here and allow Seth? Do you actually think I would sit here and allow some God and some punk ass God? Oh, I need to get the hell up.
See, that's what I told him. That's what I told him.
But you know, you can't control what he said out of his mouth, though, kid.
Seth, you actually think? Oh, you only.
I know.
I'm not saying all females.
Huh?
I'm not saying all females, Seth, and I'm not saying all. Only those females will allow a guy to be out in public telling them to shut the hell up. There are certain females will not be allowed, but I'm in that class
okay,
of females
so, okay,
that will not
so,
allow a guy to be telling somebody to shut the hell up.
Okay, Kia, so you and your mate are in your house. Y'all are in the house. Y'all are outside. Y'all are in your house. Just you two
here. You know
what I mean,
darling?
You know what I mean, darling?
Oh, yes, Seth. Come on. Seth, he is not going to be telling me to shut the hell up in the house or outside.
He gonna tell you shut the fuck up nowhere?
I wish he would. What the hell? He's not gonna allow that.
So what you gonna do, kid? Okay, what the fuck you gonna do?
What the hell am I gonna do? Seth, I don't know what I'm gonna do because I know a man is not gonna tell me that. I know, personally.
He might know you, you don't know. Seth, he might piss him off enough. You don't know that?
Seth. Let me tell you something. And you can keep no
listen,
no God will ever tell
baby.
Me to shut the hell up in public or in the house. No God. And I'm telling you that right now. Not here, Renee. I don't think so.
Why are you laughing at T?
Only certain females will allow God to tell them to shut the hell up in the house or outside. Not here, Renee. You with
not
the
Kier,
hell?
Renee?
Not
me,
Seth.
Gave her government.
I'm sorry. There's no way. Shut the hell up while you arguing. Just tell you to shut the hell up while you arguing.
You hit your man in an argument?
No, Seth. I'm sorry. Not the only certain females. It is bad when a guy do tell a female, especially out in public, because he's the biggest jackass, tell some female to shut the hell up because they arguing.
Dogbone, I'll ask you a question, Key. He said, so would you hit him?
What? Do I
hit him?
Why would I need to hit him? Because he wouldn't tell me to shut the hell up. I don't need me. There's no guy would tell me to shut the hell up. I'm sorry. No.
I like this woman.
I'm sorry. Not
tell
me.
Him,
maybe those other girls or females. That's to the phone. That's to the phone. It ain't smart about that.
Oh, you can tell you through the phone? You can tell you through the phone?
Seth, you know,
that's
Seth.
What I would do for you, kid. Me and you was talking, and I was your man. I would tell you shut the fuck up on the phone and then hang up.
I know, because you know what your punk ass would do. That's what a punk ass would do. Of course. To the phone. That's what I'm saying in person. But a punk ass, a wimp, whatever, of course he's going to tell me on the phone. He's going to tell me or text me or whatever. Yeah, he's going to tell me shut the hell up. But tell me in person. Tell Kia to shut the hell up in person. Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you on the fucking phone. We have arguing on the phone. I'm going to tell you shut the fuck up. And so you start running your mouth, I'm going to hang up the phone.
Seth, you tell me, if you tell me to shut the hell up and you think you don't got to come to my house,
I ain't coming.
What you got in this house? You saw Waiting to Exhale, right? You saw Waiting to Exhale, right?
I've never seen it. What's that?
Well, you need to go see all that stuff you have in the house.
I'm
selling
it.
Hey, Seth. Yeah. Seth, where's
Rofa so that him and Kia can get it on? Where is that at? I love it. Where's Kia? Kia can get it on in a minute. They need to get it on.
Cool.
Real Talk and Kia love each other.
Real Talk and Kia, you know, that's a must given.
No, okay, we get Real Talk, and I'm going to get Big Homie.
No, really, Kia, come on, Diva, no.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk to Big Homie.
No, you know Kia and Real Talk get it all nice. You know that.
And you and Big Homie do too.
I don't want to. I don't want to get it on with him. No, I don't want to. I don't know where Real Talk is. I don't know.
I won't know where Big Homie is.
No,
I would tell all y'all
to
shut up, not hit up on all y'all motherfuckers. I don't care.
So you have actually told your significant other to shut the hell up.
Right? If you piss me off good enough, and you're going to let me get my, you're going to get
me.
Hold up. I'm talking to you.
Have you ever told her to shut the hell up?
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah. Mm. If you piss me off, I'm not saying like I just woke up and say shut the fuck up. But if we have an argument and you piss me off, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I know I'm right, I'm gonna tell you shut the fuck up.
You wouldn't tell me that. You wouldn't tell me that in my face.
Why I wouldn't? Are you gonna hit me now?
I'd knock the shit out of you.
You gonna hit me now?
I won't. I told you I'm not gonna be quiet.
There's certain females that deal with that,
but sometimes you have to tell them that. What happens if we're having an argument or we're having a discussion, but you won't let me get a word wise in whatsoever?
Listen, let me just say, no time nobody shut up.
If I said listen about four or five times and you still running your mouth, I got to change it up now. When you come home tomorrow, We're gonna have new locks on the door too.
Go ahead and make that.
You're gonna be you're gonna put your key in and you're gonna be fucking practicing.
It's just long as my name on that deed, it's just one number, Sal. 911. That's all it is, Sal.
911 what?
Are you kidding me? So you don't think you're gonna lock me out of my house? Have you from church? Steph, that's what there's only certain females that allow this. This female,
right.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way, Steph. You will get your ass. You will get your ass put in place. You will even get married, Steph. Okay, damn it. You gotta stop hanging around with these friends of yours and listen to what they got baby fans, but you too. You could choke the hell up trying to put some lock on some doors. Prenup. See, even what I told you, prenup.
No.
Where's real talk?
See, prenup. I'm telling y'all, prenup.
Who told prenup?
We
right.
Had a conversation about prenup.
You put my house with the same shit you leave me with.
Prenups all day long.
Prenup, I'm telling you,
that's what you're going to leave with.
Prenup.
Some fucking stockings and
that's fine. Only a fool will not have her name on anything. Only a fool. A smart woman know how to play a fool to have her name on the
copy. You're not getting into your credit card, your car
loan,
and that's about it.
The copy of it in her, not in the house, but somewhere in a safe deposit. But only a smart woman. I'm telling y'all right now, be smart about it, ladies. Please. Smart
wait,
woman, Steph.
What?
Is she single?
Okay.
Steph, is this one single that's saying all this?
Who, okay. Kid? I don't know. Kid, are you single, kid?
Yes, I am.
I see why.
Who said that?
That's way too much work.
I would have been for Key to fuck out my house.
Big homie said to tell everybody what's up.
Wait a minute, Sam. What did he say? I didn't hear what he said.
I was talking to my man. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, you know, Sam. You know, Sam. Go on.
Key, I would have been put you the fuck out my house. You know, Steph.
I ain't no fool not to have my name on anything. Please, Steph, come on.
You can still get put the fuck out. Women do that to men every fucking day of the week. Put a nigga out the house and call the cops, and he lives with you.
You're not gonna put me out of my house. My house, cause my name is on that
mortgage. You had the house before you.
What?
Well, you stay in the kitchen then. The rest of the house is mine. You stay in the fucking kitchen. You belong anyway. Stay in the kitchen.
only those females that would do stuff like that. Not me, Steph.
Listen. You gonna do as I say doing it. That's why. Why you ain't got a clock in your house? I got one on the stove, bitch. That's where you belong at.
You stupid, Sam.
What?
Only those females tolerate stuff like this. There's no way. No way.
Listen.
Somebody
put
up with something that's like this.
Listen, if you laying the pipe down, they would listen.
Dick
that's my 2013. Yo, good dick would make a bitch listen.
I'm trying to
that's
listen.
What?
Good dick would make a bitch listen.
Shit.
You ain't had no good dick yet. That's why,
Chief. I'm starting to believe that, I think.
Yeah, you know it. You was listening like a motherfucker, Shelly.
I don't know, but I'm starting to think that might be true.
Yeah.
I ain't never had nothing to make me be quiet.
Steph.
We know,
Chief. Shut up. Ain't nobody talking to you. You speak when you spoken to. This grown folks talking.
Steph. Oh,
yes, Kia.
Only someone, like I said, it's a certain group. I don't want to know certain group that would do that. Steph, come on.
Funny what he's saying about
what Steph say is not funny.
It's true. Wait, I just explained it to you. If you have...
What's that saying is not funny, and I know Seth is not funny.
I'm
going to
tell you to shut the fuck up in a minute.
That's no, I'm telling him he's not funny.
Yeah. If you got two... I just explained for you. You got two men. One got good dick, one has bad dick. You want to listen to the man with the good dick. The man with the bad dick be like, man, shut the fuck up. I ain't trying to hear what you're talking about right now.
I didn't get the last piece you just said.
You have 2 minutes you're dating, right? I'm not saying you're dating two men. One man has good penis, one man has bad penis.
Mm-hmm.
They both tell you to do something. They'll ask you to do something. Which one are you going to listen to the man with the good penis? You're going to listen to the man with the bad penis because you're going to want that good penis again.
But what is he telling me to do?
No, I'm just saying anything you tell you. Both of them tell you to do
something. What is he telling me to do? Is he telling me to go wash his clothes? And he's telling me to go to work? Then, you know, no.
What? What do you mean, no? You would say no for both men? If you had a choice between the two men, you would listen to the man with the good penis, not the man with the bad penis.
If I got two chicks I'm fucking with,
one has good pussy, one has bad pussy, the one with the bad pussy can't tell me shit. What?
The female going to be with the guy with the good dick. That's common sense. No female is going to be with the guy with the bad dick. He's not going to be the dominant one just because he got a good dick.
You damn right. If I got the big dick and I'm wearing your ass out all the time, you're not wearing me out, I'm the dominant. You're going to listen to fuck what I say.
I don't think so, Steph. I'm
going to
ask what the hell.
Steph. What?
It's
the same thing
along,
like...
Okay, along with that good dick, that 401k that it has six figures in it, then I'll listen.
Oh, you're going to listen regardless. You're going to be mesmerized. You're going to be fucking mesmerized. That's like fucking... Listen. That's what got women fucked up right now. You know what got women fucked up? Disney got women fucked up. You know why?
Because
y'all sit around and y'all wait for Prince Charming, like Disney tells y'all.
No, that's
and then y'all
that.
Always waiting
no,
for that
no, that's
tiger,
out there.
But not all
that's
tigers will. Huh?
That's played out. Don't nobody, no, there's no
what,
such thing
not all
Prince
tigers
Charming.
Will.
No, yeah, nobody wait for Prince Charming, Steph. You're trying to get yourself together. You got to worry about you. I worry about here right now. I worry about me. Things that I want
to do. And I'm worried about pleasing you with this good penis.
That's what
the boy is dancing.
So I'm trying to make sure that as far as why, you know, and the same thing, you know, you guys always think because, you know, this good dick, you try to keep this woman and stuff like that. But yeah, but she wants something else, you know, besides that. You know, you got to, that's good and everything, but what else do you bring to the table? Just a dick?
If y'all ain't never stalked no man or bust his windows or slash his tires or pump in his house and all that shit like that, y'all ain't never had no good dick.
Why can't I have somebody else do that dirty work?
Yeah, so why you gotta say somebody doing the dirty work then?
Because
you ain't
got
no good dick.
The penis is good because it makes you do that shit.
That's the purpose of being the youngest in a family. Why I gotta go get my hands dirty, huh?
I never had to get my hands dirty.
Okay. Just do the dirty. Come on. I'm a smart woman. I didn't got to get my hands. I got to be there. I was somewhere else when that was happening. Come on.
So what you're saying is when you get good dick, as the dick leaves you, you gonna pay somebody to fuck this shit up?
No, I'm talking about what you said. What happened? You know, you said something about us slashing tires or whatever. No, I said if I don't need to slash those tires, I would get somebody else to do it if I need be. I'm not going over to no guy house and slash no tires. So why I gotta go do the dirty work? I'm gonna do
women
my dirty
are priceless.
Work.
Women are priceless. Just like we can't date that girlfriend.
We have another caller. We have Kim on the line. Kim, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Kim. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. Would you like to talk about today's topics?
Sorry about that. What was the topic, Seth?
I'll break it down for you real quick.
Okay.
Good dick make bitches listen.
No way.
You pressed it.
Well, I don't even know about the topic, but okay. Give it to me again, the first one.
The topic was, what's the one thing you do in the bedroom that would make your mate think you're in, they're in heaven without actually dying?
Okay.
Answer the damn question.
Look, well, I'm at work, but I'm going to say it this way. I'm going to say,
don't say oral.
No, but see, there's a combination of the two. You can't just do the oral. You have to do the oral on top of, you know, the start
don't
with the oral.
Bullshit.
Can I finish? Like,
yes, Kim. Hi.
Now, thank you. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Answer the question.
Exactly.
You know what? Y'all need to calm down. Okay. How about start with the oral first, and then, you know, get on top and ride forward, backwards, and then go back down there.
The fuck? You talking a porno movie or
something? It's those girls. Yeah. Works every time.
What?
Okay.
Does it? I don't know what the hell she just said. Suck it, ride it, suck it.
Basically, it sounded like she's like,
well, y'all gotta pay attention.
Shorty,
what the fuck? I told you about that work.
Go in the bathroom at work then. Shit. Go get away from the floor. Fuck.
Oh, what's the second topic?
If you are in a heated argument with your spouse, a heated debate, heated argument with your spouse, and they tell you to shut the fuck up in the middle of the argument, do you do so?
Hell no. I tell him shut the fuck up. Hell no. I'm not going to shut the fuck up. No, I tell him shut the fuck up. What kind of shit is that?
You be quiet real fast.
If I'm trying to
out-talk
you, I can't get
my mouth.
Because
if you hear my mouth, you know I'm not going to shut the fuck up.
Oh, we don't have shit right now. You're whispering.
Okay, who are you?
This is real talk you're talking to.
Okay,
this is
real talk, non-substance. Okay, as I said,
non-substance? Damn.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is non-substance. Right? Is he on the air?
Everything that comes out of real talk.
Exactly.
Everything
that
comes
out of his mouth is non-substance. Some of you make no sense. Oh, right, I'm at work, but I know you'll take care of my light work right there.
Shut the fuck up.
Real talk,
shut the fuck up.
Not only would I tell you to shut up, I'll slap your ass.
Please.
You lucky I can't see you.
Ever, queen, you
ill and you're abusive.
Wrong one.
I want to slap you in, goddamn Kim. I want to slap one of y'all so hard, make the other one feel it. What the fuck?
What the hell you would slap me? Please. You have all them damn teeth in a plastic bag, please.
Hold on. Who the hell are you talking about?
Shut the hell up.
That's what's the matter with your ass, P. You ain't got no good shit.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. That don't have nothing to do with it. I ain't no damn fool. It ain't no fool. Them females, no damn fools going to out some man and tell him to shut the fuck up in their damn house.
You going to tell me? I'm going to tell you to do it in the house, out the house, in the garage, in the car.
You know there's females, especially if I'm a court, you're not going to tell them to shut the fuck up. If it's a certain female, you probably going to get away with telling that, but not certain females denying.
Man, I told them all that shit. All of them. Okay.
Now, come on. And stop acting like you would, because you're not.
Why wouldn't I? If you won't shut the fuck up and I can't get my words, get my point across, I'm going to tell you shut the fuck up for 1 minute. Just shut the fuck up for a minute and see what the fuck I have to say.
Damn, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm throwing the shit out the door.
I'm throwing the fucking door.
Just like Biggie did in Junior Mafia video, get money, he threw fake shit out the motherfucking house.
You talking nonstop with that bullshit.
That's a confused woman to say that somebody, if
say the man's house and it says his house and her name is not up there, then she's
I don't know your name ain't up there. You just came
then
over it. You started bringing your shit in.
Then what doing?
You started bringing your shit in. You left your apartment to come to the house.
Like I said,
you left the apartment to come to the house. You left the hood to come to the suburbs. You left the hood to come to the suburbs. No. You do not obey. You get the fuck out. Or obey. That's part of.
I have to come to live in the suburbs.
The suburbs.
Please, you live in the suburbs. I know what the suburbs is. You're not going to throw me the hell out of nowhere. And my name is going to be the hell out of there.
You just keep throwing the fuck off. Take your shit and fucking go.
My stuff will not be real talking about this ass self. My stuff will not be real. My name is not on
there. Oh, shit. Oh, nah. That's
good.
Test tube, baby. Let me tell you something. You know, test tube, baby. The test is about nonsense.
How do y'all think y'all talking to? Bring your stuff to the house. I ask you to bring you to the house.
You know what? You're so fucking mad. You can't even say one fucking sentence. You're stuttering on every fucking one. Look at what you're doing. You're stuttering on your head. Fucked up in the head, son.
You
know what?
Your head
takes
ass. You
know
what? You need to be diagnosed and sit your ass up. But this person who's saying he's going to go somebody. Stop out there.
You know what I'm
going
to do for you? I'm going to send you some money for a new goddamn phone because it sounded like you're under fucking water. I'm going to send you some money for a new fucking phone.
It's
nothing
wrong with my phone. It's your ass.
You're right. It ain't your phone. It's your mind. You're all fucked up.
Your
mind is fucked.
Ass.
Y'all too.
Dumbass.
You know I got love for you, Tina. You know I got love for you.
Your mind fucks his ass.
Okay, I think we're gonna go into the big homie show now. Is that what we're doing now?
Some damn trash. That
love
damn jackass going with some damn stuff up there.
Wait, who said they're gonna burn my shit like Whitney Houston did in Wade X? You burn my shit in my house? You in my house? You gonna burn my shit? Get the fuck out of here. Fuck, you better call 911. Because I'm catching a case.
You ain't gonna burn none, though.
I know. Exactly.
I never put my hands on a woman. You burn my shit. I swear to God, I'm putting you 6 feet deep without the backhoe.
You get some damn teeth knocked out.
You see where Whitney's at? That's some bullshit. No.
It wasn't because of that,
but still, that's some bullshit.
That's my kid.
I ain't
calling
no damn
cop. That tongue ring out
it's gonna
mouth.
Be one on one, shooting a fair one, and I'm gonna drag your ass down the street with the white rhino.
That they be saying, and I know exactly. Poke ass, please.
I'll be there. You gonna burn my shit in my house? Ain't paid for a goddamn thing.
Okay,
I worked my ass to
no
get this.
House,
I ain't asking you to stay the
my
fuck here. And you gonna take my
you
shit out of burning. The fuck out of here. That's what's wrong with you women today. I'm going back to the 70s when women used to have respect for men.
Hey, you know what? You still gonna get dogged out, you dog bone.
That's okay, but guess what? I'm being a nasty way than what this shit is now.
Look at your damn name. You see exactly. Shut your ass up.
I ain't shutting shit up. All I know is this. Your ass didn't come to my damn house.
I'm not coming to your damn house.
Wait, come in here. You're going to burn my shit up in
the
house.
No, you know what you do, Dumbo? This is what you do, Dumbo. You bring that shit in, and then you throw all that shit out. That's how you do it.
Tomorrow. I don't do the sports.
I mean, you know what the fuck I mean. Of course tomorrow, we're going to do, Senior Citizen Wednesdays and Diva Squad on Wednesdays. And feel free to call in. And don't press number one, Kia. Thank you.
What?
Oh, shit.
Yo, it was a great fucking show today. See our boys and girls next week. GQ Palace is butter, baby.
Like a trucker, nice eyes, nice ways, and you know I can't forget about your face, but don't none of that matter, I'm about to make your pockets fatter, girl, I just wanna see you strip right now, cause it's late, babe.
Cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind. You're hotter than the sun. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up. She watch it all fall. Keep that thing up. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name, I ain't call you Mr. Paul.
Right now, cause it's late, babe.
I just wanna see.